Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to an exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, got my producer, Allie G, here. Alex Gossett-Shiflett, how are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Ryan, how are you?
Great for a Monday here. Before we get started, let's remind our listeners to make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X. You can also follow the show, Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio. And check us out on Facebook as well. Leave your thoughts and comments there. And you'll also be able to see all the photos of our in-studio guests here today. And now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio three people that are changing the world of small business here in Georgia and around the world. First, let's introduce from the Georgia Department of Economic Development, Mary Ellen McClanahan. How are you this morning,
Good
Mary
morning.
Ellen?
I'm fine. Thanks.
Fantastic. You're the director of Entrepreneur and Small Business, right?
That's right.
How long have you been in that role?
10 years.
10 years. What makes you so passionate about being the director over there?
Well, you know, I've never been a business owner. God bless them. but it being in chambers of commerce before and also recognizing that 99.8% of our businesses are small in the state of Georgia, it is a tremendous impact on the economy. And we took the message all around the state and realized there's a whole lot more we can do to support them. So from the ground floor, I was able to create programs, and that was fantastic.
Yeah, so you resonate with the mission of entrepreneurs. You're not an entrepreneur yourself, so it must bring great joy to you to help them succeed and provide them the tools and resources they need to grow their business.
Absolutely. When you hear year after year what they need, and typically chambers of commerce, and I was guilty of it when I was in rural Georgia, you always have a program, but it's not what they needed, so they don't come, and you figure out, talk to them and learn what they need, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Well, very good. We'll talk further with Mary Ellen and all the good work she's doing there at the Georgia Department of Economic Development, but let's also introduce to the program, first, Zahir Farouki. He is 2015 winner of the Georgia Small Business Rockstar. Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. And so tell us about your business, and then we'll ask you about what it's like to win the award.
The business I belong to is Adventure Aviation. We're located in Peachtree City, Georgia. We've been there for 15 years. We are, the best way to compare us is like we are the AutoZone for the aviation industry.
AutoZone for the aviation industry.
Right.
So you're providing parts and resources and knowledge for the general aviator, not the commercial guy, but the guy who's like a private pilot.
Not so much the private.
Okay.
We prefer the commercial aircraft, the airlines, and of course the military.
Hmm.
And when I say airline customers, that means wherever the airplanes fly to.
Yeah.
So it could be all over the world. And that's why 80% of our revenues come from overseas.
Interesting. And you were founded in 2001.
Correct.
So you've been around a while, but you've been in the aviation industry for 35 plus years now.
That is correct.
So what makes you so passionate about airplanes and aviation?
You know, Ryan, that's the only thing I know is aviation. I went to school at Northrop University in Southern California, where I got my bachelor's degree in aircraft maintenance engineering. I was extremely passionate about aviation, so went on and got my FAA license in airframe and power plant. And while I was working for an aviation company, I decided to go to night school and pick up my master's in management. With all that education background and my passion, I decided to work for the aviation industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that.
Fantastic. What brought you here to Georgia and set up shop in Peachtree City?
Yes, that's an interesting one. In 98, I was given an opportunity to come to Fairburn. There was an aviation company there at that time. Delta Airlines had given all their surplus inventory over to them to remarket that material. And they made me an offer. I guess that offer was so good that I just could not refuse.
Right. And you've been here ever since.
I have been in Peachtree City ever since.
Fantastic. Yeah. I know. We're glad to have you,
you
there. So let's also introduce our third member of the broadcast here today. His name is Spencer Nix, and he is founder and owner of the Reformation Brewery out of Woodstock, Georgia. How you doing, Spencer?
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. So tell us about Reformation Brewery.
Yeah, Reformation Brewery is up in Woodstock, Georgia. We're a little over 2 years old now. And we're just trying to elevate the beer, craft beer experience, drawing attention to the moments around why we drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been quite an adventure, to say the least. But we were honored enough to win the award in February. and it's been great for our business.
That's right. You were the 2016 winner.
Correct.
Back in February 15th, they made those announcements. So that must have been a special recognition for you.
Absolutely. As a very small business and in, you know, outside the perimeter, a lot of times it's hard to get noticed. But we were very thankful to be nominated by our local municipalities, and to win the award was a great privilege.
So you didn't even know you were nominated, or they told you were nominated?
Yeah, they told us they were nominating us, and which alone is a great privilege.
Just to be recognized by your local peers, right?
Right, right. But then to win, I think there was almost 70 applications, and to be one of the five winners was quite the honor.
Yeah, and the other question I have is about craft breweries. This is an exploding industry, and there's so many popping up over all the place. What led you to kind of found one and then see it succeed over the last couple of years?
Well, that's a long story, but my partner and I, the other co-founder, he's actually an airplane pilot as well. And at the time, he was flying to Europe, and he was bringing home, this was 15, 20 years ago, he was bringing all these great European beers home. And we started enjoying those beers on his front porch. It's where our relationship grew. That's when we knew then that there's something more to this, just the beer in your hand. Mm-hmm. It brings people together. Long story short, he got bumped to a bigger plane, no longer bringing home those beers. So he started homebrewing.
Yep.
Brewing more beer than we could drink. We found out we had a lot of friends we didn't know we had.
You had more friends when you started brewing the beer too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So we started inviting others up, and this real organic community started to develop around brewing the beer and the community that developed around it, the conversations, the culture, and to the point where it got too big for his basement. We had some guys who said, you should make it bigger than this, and gave us some seed money, and that's every home brewer's dream. We put together our business model, and about 2.5 years later, which is that's how long it takes to get through all the regulatory processes, federal, state,
wow,
local.
2 years.
Yeah. We launched October 31st of 2013, which is also Reformation Day, Halloween, and I can talk more about that later.
But. Sure. So, but do you have an entrepreneurial background? Have you always kind of done your own thing, what led you to start this?
I think it's in our blood. I do not have a business background. I was in nonprofit, and I'm actually a minister as well, so I planted a church. So I've got that kind of entrepreneurial experience, but this is my first business in the for-profit sector.
A minister who brews beer. Yeah. We may all be in trouble right?
Salacious.
All right. Well, we got a great panel here today. Let's turn our attention back to Mary Ellen and talk to us about this this award that Farouk won in 2015 and now Spencer this year, the Georgia Rocks, Small Business Rockstars.
Right. We started this about 3 years ago, wanting to recognize small businesses in a different way than other organizations do. So we had simple criteria. You had to employ under 100. You had to be, of course, a Georgia-based business. We wanted to look at the unique approach, the unique steps they took to bring them to the level they're at. Mm-hmm. We weren't necessarily looking at jobs and investment, but what they were doing internally. So they had to really write a lot, and we had to read a lot, but that is okay. but then the other criteria, which weighted a lot, was did they reach out to the local or state resources? Because the audience is statewide economic developers. So they want to hear small businesses do need your help, can use your help, and you can help them. That weighted question was, who did you call and how did you reach out to them and how did they help you? So then we could share that story with other economic developers where they can take that home and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And so then this award was formed, and then businesses are nominated, as Spencer said, by their local municipality. Are you out there actively looking for businesses to? I mean, how did all these businesses come together to decide on who gets awarded?
We have a great network around the state, so we can send out alerts and notices to every chamber of commerce, every economic developer, thousands of people, but they can also nominate themselves.
Okay.
So the word gets out. It's put in partners' newsletters. It's we tweet it. It's on social. The word gets out, and it's grown every year.
And then you get together with a board of directors to finally pick the winners.
No, not that high, but it's okay. It's still good. There are five judges.
Okay,
I'm one of the judges, and they're all around the state and have different backgrounds. So we never know who's going to win or how many are going to win. We just watch and see who rises to the top, who actually gets the highest score.
And what are some of those criteria that you judge on?
That unique approach.
The unique approach,
right? Unique approach. For example, Zahir went crazy with exporting, which was fantastic for him. And it has just, he's opened two new offices. Well, he'll tell him yourself, but he has just been so successful in importing and exporting, and our state has helped so much. And with Reformation, they reached out more or less locally. Mm-hmm. And that local economic development, Cherokee County and Woodstock, really helped them with what he needed on that local level. And then our state tourism team helped him mm-hmm. as well with marketing. So
that works great. And so that was just awarded in February last month. February 15th, and you're probably already working and looking ahead till next year's winners. Yeah. But in the meantime, these guys are on tour promoting their awards, right, and going out. So Zahir, for you, what's it like to be recognized by the state of Georgia for the good work that you're doing?
It's definitely, thank you, Mary, for recognizing us. Every small business needs that push, some recognition that brings you up to the top. And when that happens, guess what? Everyone else wants to know more about you. So it's by itself, it's marketing. Mm-hmm. And that has worked very well for us. But as Mary was saying, that you really have to reach out to all the resources that you have available. We found out a long time ago that there were resources available with the Georgia Department of Economic Development. And that was something I was quite surprised. I did not know the level of services available. Guess what? They're free.
Yeah.
And I reached out to them, and I'm surprised, Mary, you still allow me to come back to the office. Maybe you should be paying me a salary right. since I go there so often. But it's important to understand how that works. Georgia has many reps, different offices all over the world. In my business, I had to go out and reach certain countries. And who better to tell me what does it look like, let's say, in China? Mm-hmm. I recall I had the opportunity to travel. The Georgia Department of Economic Development said, why don't you come on a trade mission? I'd never been to China. What's it like out there? And plus, how do I approach them? Mm-hmm. So Georgia Department of Economic Development helped me. And they have an office in China, in Shanghai. Paul Swenson was over there, and he got in touch with me, explained to me what I would need. So I decided to go on the trade mission. When I reached there, they had translated my business cards into Chinese. My brochures were translated into Chinese. And they basically gave me a crash course in a couple of hours of the nuances that are very much applicable in China. Mm-hmm. So going fresh from Georgia, never done business in China, and been thrown into the deep end, but they were there to support me. They guided me. They helped me. Right down to, you know, how to get from the taxi from point A to point B.
Mm,
you know,
that's great.
You know, I can truly say that with that initial help, and of course, the rest is up to us to then follow up and make things happen. Today, I've got about 40 clients in China.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And thank you for the Georgia Department of Economic Development for helping you connect to those clients. Mm-hmm. Do you find from your perspective that a lot of small businesses don't realize these services are available to them through the Georgia Department of Economic Development?
Very true. They don't. And mm-hmm. they should just reach out. If anybody is exporting, I would say the first stop is their office. Mm-hmm. At least find out. If you're trying to do business in Mexico, hey, what's it like out there?
Right.
Will I have challenges? Will I have challenges of exporting? What are the government regulation for the product that you're selling, whether it's a brewery or anything that you are making and you want to export it out? First stop should be there.
Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity for businesses to connect because they have so many resources and connections around the state, the country, the world, that mm-hmm. As a small business owner, it's really part of your business development to get involved, I would think.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And so as your company grows and there are more opportunities to go on these trade missions or connect even further and deeper with the Georgia Department of Economic Development?
They definitely are. And we will continue to use them. And you asked me about, you know, what the success from that last event. That was a year ago. Naturally, our name came up as one of the successful companies. And we were very, very pleased that the governor came along with us or was in Dubai at the Dubai Air Show last November, and he supported us.
Wow.
It makes a big difference when you have a senior person from the government show up on our stand, mm-hmm. we had a very big stand in Dubai, and say to my customers and potential clients out there that this is a company that has won Rockstar Award, and we're very proud of them. Guess what? We get a lot of new business from that region now.
It's great to have the governor as an advocate for your business, I would think.
It's a one in a million opportunity. Yeah. So thank you again, Georgia.
Certainly. And Georgia is a great destination for business. We hear that time and time again on the national conversation and then here in the studio a lot. And so we just want to continue the good work that all small businesses and entrepreneurs are doing here in Georgia, for sure. So, and then for you, Spencer, being recognized this year and knowing that you were nominated by some of your local city council or you know, leaders there. Well, that must mean a lot to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Externally, the exposure is just, it's just great. People who've never heard of us have finally heard of us. It spread our reach in a lot of ways. But also internally, in our company culture, you know, to be awarded that, you know, brings confidence. It ups everyone's morale because it's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being recognized for that hard work is, it helps. It helps the whole culture develop.
Good. And as you continue to grow and add more staff, or, yeah. I mean, what's kind of the vision and the long-term goal for Reformation Brewery?
Yeah, well, we want to continue to grow, continue to spread the Reformation. We do, while the state has been a great help, there's a lot of areas the state can continue to ease some regulations on small craft breweries. We've been fighting the fight now for a good 10 years. I've been personally involved in the fight for 3 years. But there's a lot more the state could do to set beer free, as we like to say. and I think the awards this past year showed the economic development department is seeing the impact that small craft brewers are having. Two of the five winners were small breweries. And we're really, this is a very small part of what could be. Yeah. with some new regulations, really a modernizing of our regulatory system would help tremendously.
Yeah, it's 2016. A lot of these regulations have been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Let's keep them a little more up to date and current.
Sure.
But I imagine you have dreams of expanding. Are you currently, can you only get your beer at your location, or are you in stores?
No. The state of Georgia is a three-tier system. So really our only customers are distributors. We are expanding in the midst of huge expansion right now. We are going down into Columbus, and we're going as far east as Augusta, through Athens, and then all points north, all the way to Tennessee. So we're growing rapidly. We hope to continue to creep on down into South Georgia, and then out of state is the next.
So dominate Georgia first, and then grow from there.
Yeah, I mean, hyper local. There's a lot to being hyper local, owning the market that we're in. I mean, breweries have been around for thousands of years, and you know, they've always been a key part of their local community. So that's number one for us.
Yeah, and I'd love to see you kind of go down to Columbus or Augusta. I've spent time in both of those locations and love those towns.
Yes.
And think that's a fantastic spot, especially Columbus, as I was in the Army down there at Fort Benning for a while. And you get down there on Broad Street, you'll be doing some good stuff for the community.
And Columbus has really developed a lot in the last few years. I mean, their downtown area is really,
love it.
A long way. Yep.
Yeah, fantastic for sure. And back to Sahir for a moment. So as you continue to grow and you want to do new business, what do you need more of? Do you need more staff? Do you need more financing? I mean, what are you looking for more of?
Ryan, do you want to start with financing? You got some money? Financing, of course, is very important for any small business. As you grow, your financial needs increase. Mm-hmm. And there's only so much that the banks can offer you. So it's what comes first? You have the business opportunity, and we do. We do have a lot of business opportunities. And as we have grown our business, we have felt the need to have offices overseas.
I see.
So we have opened up, we have already opened four offices last year, and two came in at the very end of last year, Philippines and in Morocco. And both the Philippines and Morocco offices have now been churning out a lot of new revenue for us. Mm. That's great, but we have to have the financial needs here at this end to make it all happen. Mm-hmm. So we are depending a lot on the banks to give us the money. Mm-hmm. And they can only give so much because they don't want to be over generous. So, yes, that is always going to be a challenge for small businesses.
And why Morocco and why the Philippines? What made you decide to go set up shop in those locations?
Well, again, the opportunities. We would never go out there just because.
Right.
You know, we test the waters and then approach that area.
Okay.
In both the cases, it started off by there's a conference here in Atlanta that happens every year. And it's put out by Lockheed Martin. And it's for the C-130 aircraft. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, anybody who operates that particular type of aircraft, they come here once a year for a technical meeting. But that technical meeting also means that I don't have to go to all those funny places all around the world, to Botswana or Bangladesh or Nigeria. They all come here. So how nice would it be to just keep doing business with them when they come out here? But that led on to the folks from Philippines and from Morocco is they had some business that we could help them. Now we see a lot of business coming from that part of the world.
That's great. And you're looking for more expansion. You're looking for more just awareness about your services and products that you're offering to the aviation industry.
Right. So we're always looking for where is the next trade mission going to be going, or where Georgia can help us. If they already have offices in, let's say, in Korea, where we are not doing too much business, we're trying to grow that business with your help. Yeah.
That's good. And Spencer, for you, you need more of?
Well, always access to capital is always a huge, huge issue. But as the business grows, we're finding that it becomes a little bit easier when you have some success. So, really, we just... The primary issue we have as a business is probably what most small businesses want, just the government to get out of the way and let us keep growing.
Yeah, right. But to be recognized by the state government is also kind of feather in your cap that you can wear proudly and then can take to the bank or whoever else you want to do business with and say, look, the state of Georgia likes what we're doing. You should too.
Absolutely. Investors love that.
That's good. And so as we talk about entrepreneurship here, you know, so we'll start with you, Spencer, and why, you know, you said you had a little bit of a background in that, you know, starting a ministry.
Yeah.
But what were some of those early challenges, unexpected challenges that you experienced that you could share with our listeners they could possibly avoid?
Yeah. Well, some of the earliest challenges is understanding what you're actually trying to do. It's more than just making beer. It's not so much the what, it's the why. And that really helped us as a business develop. We found it on basically four core values, and everything we did started from there and worked itself out. Drawing attention to why we drink beer. Mm-hmm. The beer is a gift, and that helps elevate the experience. I think our customers identify with that purpose and that vision, but it also directs us internally as a business culture. We run all our business decisions from the kind of beer we're making to the locations we're going into. We run it through our values and go from there. But early on, you know, I would encourage an entrepreneur to first identify your own demons, your own idols, your own weaknesses, because you'll quickly find out you can't do it all. Mm-hmm. And you have to build a culture and a team around you if you're going to find success. So knowing your weaknesses and your idols is a key part.
Yeah.
Of that.
And knowing why you're doing the business is
mostly
important as well.
Exactly.
You're not just doing it for the money. You're not doing it for the fame and the fortune. No. Why? Because it's a passion you resonate with.
Exactly.
And that's something we hear a lot here on the Business Radio X Network and Atlanta Business Radio is many people get into business for many different reasons. But often we find those who are successful is they did it for a simple why personally and it resonated with them. And then other people came on board and said, you know what? I like your vision and your ideas for sure. So
absolutely. And I mean, I'm from Woodstock originally, and there's not many of us left. And so I'm passionate about our community way beyond, you know, having a business there. I want to see the community thrive and the brewery just play a part of that development.
That's right. And in a brewery, it's a great way to bring a community together.
It really is. It's been shocking.
Whether it's for a holiday like St. Patrick's Day and bringing people in, or if it's just for a regular Monday night in Braves baseball, you know, you can watch that too and enjoy a cold one with your friends.
I mean, we all drink beer around different moments, you know, whether we're celebrating a birthday, a marriage, or, you know, just a hard day work. Have a beer at the end of the day.
Talk to us about the beers you have on tap out there. How many varieties and what are some of the flavors people can enjoy?
We have six beers out year-round right now. We just released a new beer in our adventure series, adventure release series called Quest. But we are very much inspired by the tradition, the historic tradition of brewing. So most of our beers are going to be very clean, very crisp, full-bodied, full flavor. We're very fortunate to be located where we are. We have a really good water source up in Woodstock. We're in the Upper Etowah Watershed, which is one of the most biodiverse watersheds in the world. So we start with a good ingredients and then and build off from there.
How is it important to have a cool, funky label, too, for your beer, some sort of logo?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of noise in our industry as far as branding goes. And we went the more intentionally simple approach, and it's proven to be very successful. We just launched into cans right before Christmas, and we can't put beer in cans fast enough.
Yeah, you can take it to the beach, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly, and it's part of that. You know, the demographics that are drinking beer, they're outdoors, they're on trails, and you know, cans fit that lifestyle.
Absolutely, bottles no good for the campsite. So that's good. And Zahir, for you, entrepreneurship, you know, started in 2001 with your adventure aviation. And but those lessons you learned then are not the same as you're learning now in 2016 as you try to grow your business. Right. Can you talk to us about the difference between starting a business and growing your existing business?
Excellent question, Spencer. What you just said was very true, especially for people who are starting out a new business. Everyone has a passion. Yes, I can do it. I love this idea. But step back and look at it again. Mm-hmm. Is it really going to work? I see a lot of people putting money into a venture they think is going to work, or an industry that they think, hey, this is where the money is, but not realizing what it takes to make it all mm-hmm. happen. And then again, you have to have the right people to help you grow your company. And that's the biggest challenge. So what I would ask folks who are thinking about starting a new business or even growing the business is to look at your business plan, put a business plan together. And once you lay it down, how you're going to get the funding, where the customers are, what is it going to take to build that product or sell your services, it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. You'll either continue or you'll drop out.
Right.
And you'll continue working where you are.
Does your original business plan from 2001 look like your business plan today in 2016?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
So it's changed.
Not.
And you have to keep continually revisit yes. that as the business grows.
Right. So the business plan I have right now, it's for the next 3 years. I'm looking at what and where I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. I've got some great challenges ahead and I'm working towards it. Mm-hmm. So my position is more for making a strategic decision for the company. You can only do it if you end up in a position where you have a great team of folks working with you.
Yes.
Without the right people in the right seats, as we say, I would not have the opportunity to grow my company.
Right. And as you continue to grow and develop more business for you and your company, how important is mentorship along the way? Do you have someone now that you're talking with, or what advice would you give someone out there who's in the same position you are?
I definitely have a group of workers who are in the same industry that I am, that I network with. But besides that, in a local level, here I am part of the Vistage group.
Yeah, we've had them in the studio many, many times.
Right, and I recommend that for mm-hmm. those who are in a senior position, CEOs. Spencer, that would be a good one mm-hmm. to get involved with. And because then you are sitting around the table with people who have the best interests for you. And they will tell you right up front, this idea is not going to work, mm-hmm. or I don't think that's the right person in your company. As much as you like a person in your company, they will turn around and say, have you looked at this and have you looked at that? And you start wondering, did I do right. what they asked me to do? So it challenges you. So you need to have a group of folks who can advise you yeah. and who have been in that same capacity.
Right. And for those folks who may not know, Vistage is a CEO peer-to-peer counseling group, worldwide organization.
It is.
They have several seats and chapters here in the Atlanta area, as well as around the country. And they partner people in the same position, but different industries. Mm-hmm. So you may be experiencing some of the same kind of pain points when it comes to business, but you're in two separate arenas as far as business goes.
Right. So in my company, besides myself, the two more individuals who are part of the Vistage group, and they're in different groups. Mm-hmm. They're not in the same groups.
Yeah. So that's good. And so entrepreneurship is something that a lot of people dream of, but very few actually go and chase that dream. Sounds like you did decide to chase it, and you've been very successful along the way, and you're continuing to grow your business. And Georgia is certainly proud to have you as a 2015 Small Business Rockstar Award winner and beyond. Can you get nominated again, Mary Ellen? Is this something you win once, or can you win multiple times?
Once.
And then after that, you go into the Hall of Fame.
And then
you go on a tour. So now that Spencer and Zahir have won, they'll just have to encourage next year's winners. And do you have a big event where these are announced, or what does that event look like?
We host this in conjunction with the Georgia Economic Developers Association. That's the association where the statewide economic developers are members, or 700 strong. We have monthly luncheons, and this is typically one of the luncheon programs.
And that's when the folks get awarded there. I have to say also, we recently were at HIMSS 16 out mm-hmm. in Las Vegas, and the only state and the only city represented there was the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. And we interviewed them on the air, and the Georgia Department of Economic Development and Hala Mottlemog from the Metro Atlanta Chamber were there. I just thought that was fantastic. There you were. And that's not the first time that Georgia and Atlanta have been represented out there.
Right.
So I guess you guys are out on the road continually promoting Georgia, promoting businesses here, and bringing in new companies and corporations.
That's our mission. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're the sales and marketing arm for the state, so we sell Georgia to the world.
Yeah. Do you have any events coming up or places you will be that our listeners or supporters could find you or other folks? If not, then that's okay, too.
Well, oh, we do. I just okay. don't have the in front of me, but we absolutely are.
So just go to the website to find out where they'll be next. Where in the world is Georgia Department of Economic Development chasing Waldo somewhere, I guess. So that's fantastic for sure. And so here in Georgia, here in Atlanta, you know, it's a different kind of culture, community. My travels have brought me all around the world. Spent some time in Germany and Europe when I was in the Army, and I've lived all in many different states, almost close to 20 different states now. But here in Georgia is my home, born and raised, and love Atlanta, love the people, love the businesses. So we'll start with you, Spencer. How important it is for you? You said you're from Woodstock to start a business and grow a business in your hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been very rewarding to be a part of the community in which you, I mean, they've in a lot of ways have raised you.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a part of that and to meet other small business owners, that community is a special community. We don't take it for granted. And we really view every small business owner as a partner in what we're trying to do, not only for our business, but for the greater good of Woodstock.
Yeah. And Georgia and Atlanta are growing rapidly in the business world. And so there's more room for more growth for your business or new businesses that want to come in and hang out and do good work like you're doing at Reformation Brewery for sure.
Absolutely.
So do you have any events or places that people can find you coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. You can always visit our website, reformationbrewery.com. We're also on Facebook, and we are posting events almost nightly now. And we've got lots of stuff coming up. We've got a trail fest in downtown Woodstock. It's in conjunction with the Green Prince Alliance. It's a great event. It's all free. They serve our beer exclusively there, and there's bands. It's just a great family-friendly event coming up real soon.
Good, good. And I can concur that downtown Woodstock is happening on the weekends with restaurants and people and activities. So if you haven't found your way up there, I highly encourage that. They often have music playing right there in the square and Reformation Brewery, you know, serving up some cold ones for your enjoyment as well.
That's right. And we're a trolley stop on the downtown Woodstock loop. And that's always a great, you can tour all of Woodstock and stop off at the brewery and keep your tour going.
Right. And what about you and a business plan? Does it look, your original business plan look like the way it is today?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the values are the same, but they're kind of buzzwords, but as a small business, we have the ability to be very agile and pivot. And we've pivoted so many times now, we've probably gone in a complete circle, but, it's not the same.
No, you have to listen to your consumer. You have to listen to the market and make those changes accordingly. Because if you don't, you'll end up like Blockbuster Video.
Right.
And, you know, they saw the writing on the wall, but they did not want to change. And look where they are now.
Sure. Sometimes you have to check your ego at the door.
Yes. And that's good. And it sounds like you're the right man to be heading up that position over there at Reformation Brewery. And for you, Zahir, we're almost into the spring here in Atlanta, and business is blooming for everyone. Places are events that you may be found coming up soon.
Before I get into that, I also want to thank our chamber, the Faith County.
Fayette County.
Yes. Okay. Chamber of Commerce. They have been very helpful. So that's another organization one needs to reach out to, your own chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And they can put you in touch with a lot of new opportunities and new businesses.
Yeah. And which way were they helpful to you? Is it just connecting you with like-minded individuals?
That's correct. We are part of a Fayette Visioning Group right now that's looking way ahead of what Fayette County is going to look like. And that is extremely important for businesses like us to understand who else is coming in the area. What are the opportunities that the state and the county is going to be offering to us.
Yeah.
So that is important.
That is important.
As far as our adventure is going to be, we are traveling quite a bit, as always. Our next event is going to be in Dallas, Texas, and from the 4th through the 7th of next month, the 4th and 7th of April, we will be there. It's a huge conference called America MRO. MRO stands for Maintenance, Repair, and Overhaul Conference. A ton of people are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be exhibiting at that show. And as part of the event at the MRO, we also are taking part in a competition. We are sponsoring an event. We want to encourage young folks, as well as airlines and folks in the industry, to compete. So there's a big competition called Aerospace Maintenance Competition. Mm-hmm. And one of the event is sponsored by Aventure Aviation. That gets our name out there. And of course, people, when they see that competition and they want to know who Aventure is, if they've never found out about us, they come looking for us and they're surprised. Oh, you're from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they just don't associate us as an aerospace and aviation company. And they don't even know that the number one export of the state of Georgia is aerospace.
Mm. I did not know that either. I must say that when I looked at your name, I saw Adventure Aviation. My first thought was like, I'm going to Africa on a safari or some sort of adventure. You know, like that's what you were, I was signing up for. But then I went and looked at the website and it explained it nicely and I was able to see that. It's very good. And you can go to their website, Adventure Aviator, right? Aviation. AdventureAviation.com. But it's on Twitter, Adventure Aviator.
That's correct.
And Facebook, Adventure Aviator.
Yeah.
Right.
And Adventure, basically, the name came across was from Aviation and Adventure. Put the two together is Adventure Aviation.
Very nicely said. Okay, and as we begin to wrap up here, let's turn our attention back to Spencer for a second. And when you're not off out there making good beer and growing Woodstock businesses, what do you like to do in your off time here and around the Atlanta area?
Yeah, well, up in North Georgia hills and mountains, I love the outdoors, so I'm always on my mountain bike or paddling down a creek or a stream. Just love to. I'm an introvert by nature, so I need to get out and be alone, collect my thoughts and refresh. And that's where I find it outdoors.
Yeah, no, I resonate with that as well. I think I'm opposite. I'm an extrovert, so I need to get out to the woods to get alone from people. But I'm hiking on the trail with my dog or down there doing good things out. And because Atlanta and Georgia has so much to offer when it comes to outdoor living.
Absolutely. It is a great place to live.
All right. So there you heard it, folks. You can find Spencer out on the trail or out on the river or behind the bar there at Reformation Brewery, serving up some good stuff for you. So let's make sure we get all of your connections listed here. So reformationbrewery.com. Also YouTube, Reformation Brewery, Facebook, Reformation Brewery, Instagram, Reformation Brewery, and Twitter, Reformation Brewery.
Reformation Brew.
Reformation Brew. You're right. I misread that there for sure. So get connected with them. If you're in the downtown Woodstock area, go say hello. Absolutely. Tell them Atlanta Business Radio sent you and Spencer will serve you up a tall, cold one made right there on site, right? As the brew and the brewing happens right there in the building.
Yeah, we have a keeping room right beside our production, and you get to see the whole process.
Y'all do tours?
Yeah, yeah. That's basically all we sell. We sell a tour, and then you can sample up to 36 ounces.
And do you get like a novelty take-home glass or something too?
Well, we have glasses available, merchandise.
Yep. Yep.
You get the whole full experience.
Exciting stuff. Yeah. So thank you, Spencer, so much for joining us here today.
Thanks.
If we can help you further your mission or amplify your voice, Atlanta Business Radio, we'd be happy to do so. Please come back and be a guest.
Appreciate it.
And Zahir, for you, what are the contacts that people can find you?
People can contact us anytime on Adventure Aviation through the website, www.adventureaviation. It's like the word adventure, but it's without the D.
Yeah, right. Adventure.
Adventure, yes.
Right.
But it is an adventure. If you come along with me, we'll go on a trip.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll go to Africa and hunt down some new business.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's right. Use your airlines to hunt new business for sure. So what do you like to do in your off time in and around Peachtree City?
I'm a firm believer in giving back to the community. So I'm very much involved in giving back, working with different organizations, whether it's the Hunger Walk or cancer, or any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Just helping.
Volunteering.
A lot of volunteering.
Yeah.
Right. I enjoy that. And it just brings you to a different level.
I imagine you bring that to the Adventure Aviation as well. So you bring some giving back, any ways that you're doing it as an organization.
Oh, yes. Our employees are very passionate about that too. I may be bringing it, but it's up to them to take on.
Mm-hmm.
And not long ago, they collected some food, just canned food for one of the organizations in Peachtree City. They basically broke up into three teams, and they each competed over a time period, and they collected over 4,000 pounds of food.
Wow. And then you were able to get those out to those in need.
Those in need.
Right. So you're just doing good things across the board. I know we are proud to have you here in Georgia and as a business owner. So thank you so much for coming on Atlanta Business Radio, and come back and be a guest if you have some new and exciting information to share. We'd love to feature you again. So thank you, sir. All right. And Mary Ellen McClanahan, Director of Entrepreneur and Small Business Development for the Georgia Department of Economic Development. Thank you so much for bringing in these guests here today, and look forward to more great things from you and the department. What's on the horizon for you guys down there?
Well, first, I'd like to send everyone to georgia.org, and that's where you'll find our entire schedule of missions and shows and things like that. I apologize I didn't have it with me today. And one thing we're also doing in small business, also on georgia.org, is the small business website. And it's a comprehensive website of resources. I encourage anyone to go there, find the answer to your question. If you can't find it, call me. I'm on that website.
Mm-hmm.
Contact easy. But we also are blogging small businesses all around the state. We're taking one county at a time. We have 159 counties, so we're doing one a week. So we have a little blog program going with
So you highlight those businesses?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do a little write-up about them,
right.
The people involved,
right.
The community they're serving.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic because that would be like a how many total counties? 150?
59.
Yeah, and you could do years worth of that.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So good. And so people can find that on the website.
On the website, georgia.org/smallbusiness.
Make sure you're following them on Twitter, at GDECD. Also Facebook, or if you want to just go to the website to find more information. And what do you like to do in your off time, Ariane? Where can people find you?
Well, I like to make jewelry.
You do?
And I also play the dulcimer.
Interesting. So you're a musician and a craftsman all in one.
Well, that's a broad definition,
yeah.
But yeah, I fit into it at some
a little
point,
bit,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So you play the dulcimer, which is a old-fashioned kind of guitar, right? Or ancient
string. It's on
string.
Your lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on your
interesting.
Lap.
What type of music? Like bluegrass or
contemporary? Whatever I can play by ear. So whatever song I like, I'll write it out.
Okay. And then when you're not passionate about making music, you're making jewelry.
Making jewelry.
That's fantastic. You're very talented for sure. And you're the right person for the job as the director down there. Thank you so much for joining us. And please come back if you have some other rock stars to highlight on our show.
We will.
Or if just some other good news to share. So thank you so much. And thank you, Alex, again, for another exciting show. Appreciate your efforts there behind the producing board and look forward to doing it again here on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
And so we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday live, Atlanta Business Radio, 10 a.m. Tune in, atlantabusinessradio.com. Also go there to find out today's recordings and bios of all the guests here today. If you would like to be featured on our program, send us an email at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. If you're out there doing something good, come on in and be a guest. So thank you so much to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.